It's time for the Florida Podman.
Right, I'm ready for you, Kevin.
I'm all, what? Ready for me? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello here. Listen, I've once been victim of this by saying a welcome back to, and you point quite rightly pointed out and saying that well, welcome back infers that they were there already. And that, so what am I meant to say? Not welcome back? What, I can't remember what I meant to say. Welcome to. Is it just welcome to?
Sure.
Welcome to.
You can say hello.
Hello.
Welcome to hello. Welcome to hello. We're professionals by this point, Chris.
No.
What the hell are we doing?
No.
I strongly disagree. On a survey, it would be agree, don't mind, disagree, strongly disagree. You strongly disagree.
Don't mind.
Yeah. Welcome to, like, if I came to your house, which I've been to before, you could say welcome back, but you could also say welcome to my house.
Welcome.
Oh, you've smoking a cigar. You've gone all George no, Pippard on us.
It's the, like it. You're going to freak out when I tell you that this is the inner roll from a dog of poo bags.
Yeah. Dog poo bag.
And,
I know what they are.
I got to the last one and I thought, oh, that'll make a good pretend cigar.
You actually have an aura of Fidel Castro about you right now.
Yeah, I do, don't I? Yeah, I look like some sort of
got your little beard happening. I don't. Yeah, Fidel with his new glasses.
Yeah.
How's your week been?
All right. Why? What have you heard?
You've got the inner core of a dog poo bag jammed in your gob right now. So.
I've tell you what I've got. I've got
cholera.
No, I've got a picture of the doctor in the chat that we had about last week's chat. I see
Coleman.
His picture.
Yep.
So he's still looking at me. I'm going to have to get rid of him because he is a flagrant.
Don't believe him if he tells you this to anything. He's not a real doctor, Chris. Don't listen to the man.
It's not a real anything. Right, okay.
Oh, that was a proper previously on.
Oh, yeah, previously on the FPM.
Oh, goodness me. We need to start doing these a little bit later in the day when I'm awake.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I need some more. I need some more life and then go into this and then decide.
I think you should drink your I think you should drink your tea or coffee through the your dog poo core tube. Like a little straw. Yes. I wish you people could see this right now. It's revolting.
Right. Should we do a reminder of what we do here?
Might as well. I need a refresher. That's for damn sure.
We tell what we consider to be funny Florida man, Florida girl style stories. That's it.
Emphasis on the we consider to be funny.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We look at the headline, we tell a story, and then we go, oh, that was good. And then we put them on a map, and then when we're rich enough, we're going to go out to all these places and shake the hands of shake the hands of everybody, colon, witnesses.
We could probably save a lot of money because they're probably all in prison. So you just go to the three prisons. Yeah. I like this thing with a cigar prop that you're doing because you feel like a talk show host now. Like Morton Downey Jr. or something like that. A late night talk radio host.
It, isn't it? I'm looking at myself now. I can see it. It's like...
It's very fitting. Have you ever smoked like for reals?
Oh, yeah. But I don't think it was...
Oh, you did. I remember that. So when we used to hang outside of Sky, you'd spark
up. Yeah,
but
the... if you look at the way I'm doing it right now, it is like that sort of like 1960s, 50s maybe, American talk show host. And because TVs weren't really a household thing, this is how they used to do it. And they could smoke.
I feel like your name should be Murray or something like that. You look like a Murray right
colon
now.
Colon Murray.
This is just, hey, people that are paying the premium rates to get the video version of this. Which isn't happening. You're probably understanding it. The other one's just picture a guy with a big beard with a cardboard tube shoved in his face. Smoking.
Yeah.
I just like it. That's the end of the show. I'm just going to sit here for 20 minutes and watch you do that. Watch it all day.
Yeah. I'm going to take it out now because I'm not that character. I'm a real person. Okay, let's go. I'm like Dr. Love Maliki.
I don't have any fun on this.
Maliki Love. You know, pretending.
All right. There's your reminder. We tell stories. They're supposed to be funny. If you like them, good. If you don't, I think I haven't said this in the last couple of seasons, but get your own fucking podcast.
Yeah.
I'm in a weird mood today, Chris. I'll tell you. I don't know what it is. I'm feeling a bit rebellious. I just feel like no rules. We're just going to go insane here. However, I will stick to the one rule, which is just to read a story.
Yeah, okay, man.
Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Headline: Police: Melbourne barbershop owner shoots, wounds masked gunman. Now, that's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Right? So, it's a quick story. So, a guy, this is Melbourne, Florida, not Australia, because this is not the Australia Podman.
Yeah, this is a location that some airlines from the UK are flying to, because even though it's quite a distance from Orlando, it reduces the flight time and the cost of flying into MCO.
See, I've been questioning my stories. Last week I had Ontario, and now I've got Melbourne. Yeah. And I'm just thinking, Florida needs to either get some original place names, or I'm checking that my stories are actually Florida men.
Isn't the one called Venus or no, Jupiter? There's a place called Jupiter. They even named it after our fucking planet.
Galaxy Florida. a Melbourne, although because it's America, they're probably pronouncing it Melbourne, Florida, not Melbourne, Australia, Melbourne barbershop owner, shot and wounded a masked gunman. I told you I don't give a shit, right? this masked gunman entered a barbershop on a Saturday afternoon, pointed a firearm at several people. I don't know why you're robbing a barbershop. There's not a lot of money going. It's $4 for a haircut these days.
Yeah.
So this is how confusing this is for the geographically bewildered like me. So the shooting occurred around 3:25 p.m. at the New York Hair Barbershop in Melbourne. What's going on? I just don't understand.
Are we in New York now?
No. So get this. I'm going to read this verbatim. The shooting occurred at 3:25 p.m. Saturday at New York Hair Barbershop, which is located in a small strip mall on Florida Avenue, just west of Babcock Street.
Oh, my God.
Melbourne Police Lieutenant Ryan Shorer said.
There's too many place names.
The gunman, who police identified as Palm Bay resident, there's your Florida man.
Right.
Because I just thought, Jesus Christ, is this guy from Australia, New York? Florida Avenue, I thought maybe I've... Anyways. Marlon Masco, 24.
Brilliant.
It's like Marilyn Monroe, but it's Marlon Masco.
Masco.
Yeah, Mascoe. Was shot in the hip.
Mm.
What? The gunman, who police identified as Palm Bay resident Marlon Masco, was shot in the hip. So the gunman got shot. He was disarmed and apprehended at the scene by the patrons and employees. So the patrons and employees had the guns. America, right? So this guy's gone into the barbershop with a gun. This is a stick up. Give me your barbicide and your shaving cream, whatever he's gone in there for. And then I feel like all the guys in the barbershop, all the guys getting their haircut, have just whipped out their pieces and just gunned this guy down.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, to answer my question, is he going to steal the shaving cream and stuff like that? So our cop guy, Lieutenant Ryan Shorer, said... The investigation revealed it wasn't related to a robbery. It was actually related to a prior haircut transaction he was unhappy with. I mean, we've all been there, right?
Yeah, definitely.
You don't go in and try to shoot someone in the face because they effed up your hair.
Also, is it called a transaction? Is that what it is?
I mean, technically, you give money and you transact.
Yeah, I suppose.
So our friend here, Masco, has been charged with aggravated assault with a firearm. Yeah.
Right.
That's it. I think the thing that just got me is this guy just went in to try to shoot up a place because he got a bad haircut.
Well, what's interesting is I've located the New York barbershop in Florida, Melbourne, Florida.
How many stars does it get in its reviews?
Oh, I don't know. I'm more put out by the fact that if I wanted to go there right now, it'd take me 15 hours, 20 minutes and cost me £5 short of $2,000. That's the most expensive fucking haircut I could, and I don't even have any hair.
It would give you some time to let it grow out a little bit on the flight.
Yeah, I suppose. So let me just find it. Yeah, I see it now. So it's actually really close to the airport as well. You could just get a taxi and go straight there. Very interesting.
It gets 4.6 out of 5 on Google, 195 reviews.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I think Chris, when you're there, I think you should hunt these guys down and get the old beard trim.
I think I probably might do. It says here that it is usually busiest between it's quite popular right now. Although I think
that is our podcast just devolved into telling we're plugging a barbershop. Look, they can do these things. Look, they can do like the little like designs and patterns in people's hair. Yeah. I think you grow your hair out on the back a little bit to that length, and then you get them to carve in our logo, your and mine faces into the back of your hair.
Yes, let's carve a face into the back of my head.
fucking jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. The reviews that it gets. Best barbershops around, personal professional service, and a real treat. Oh, sorry, yeah, a real barbershop treatment. And nothing else. This guy, another 5-star. Nothing else beats this place in town. I love that. And professional, this is an odd one. Professional friendly staff that makes great haircuts. Makes? Makes infers that you're creating something out of nothing, but removes. They remove great haircuts. Now, that doesn't work either.
I think if you're anywhere near this place, I want you to go in here when you're over in Florida, and I want you to explain that we told the story of this idiot coming in and trying to shoot the place up, and that them and their patrons took care of this guy. And I want you to get like a little plug from the owner, not hair plugs, but like, you know, hi, this is Ray from New York Barbershop. You're listening to Florida Podman. And then we just, you know, we should do that. We should get in these little stingers from our people we tell stories about.
I'm going to need to move over there, I think, because there's a lot of jobs that I want to now finish off. And one of them is that job that you just mentioned there. Anyway, right. Well done, Kev. I like that. That's a great story. Great story because we went really down into locale, and I love the locale.
We got to know our victims in this case, but the victim ultimately turned out to be the criminal who this guy got shot.
That's right.
And then he did a bad thing. How about I turn it over to you and you do your story and extra content thing that you do so well?
Yeah, I'm quickly scrubbing this to see if there's a location, and I don't get this.
You're fucking obsessed with New York Barbershop.
Right, here we go then. This is reported by the New York Post, and the headline goes like this, something like this. Man beats boyfriend with novelty singing fish, police. So it's a good...
So Sting and the other guys?
Yeah.
What's the other guy? Andy Sumner?
Isn't that the man's... This Gordon Sumner's the real man's name, isn't
Gordon
it?
Sumner Sting. Andy Summers?
Something like that. Somerville?
Jimmy Somerville. That's Bronski Beat, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. This is the man I'm talking about.
Stuart. There's a Stuart. Stuart Copeland.
Yes.
Got it.
Do you see I've put the picture of the person? And the reason why it's worthwhile posting the picture is because it looks like he's wearing like a barber's kind of bib. You know, that thing that they put around.
It does. He looks like fucking Emperor Palpatine if you've taken his hood off. Now I've got the before and after. I've got Gary Coleman and Emperor Palpatine on my screen.
The way that you've got them like above it, like one above it, it looks like that's the most interesting conference call you're ever likely to see. Right, anyway, let's go.
It's a bad buddy cop movie. It's like 48 Hours Part 6.
There is no location, it's at least according to this article. Let me go ahead and read it out to you. I'm going to read this verbatim because there is a few puns. Let's see if you can spot them. If you're eagle-eared, he'll have to face the scales of justice. There's one.
Jeff Scales.
Yeah. A Florida man will go before a judge next month for conking his boyfriend in the noggin with a novelty singing fish. What is conking a thing? Is noggin?
Isn't there a conch shell? Isn't that the...
Maybe that's it. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
That's a conch. I think that's conch.
But what's a noggin then?
Noggin's your head.
Yeah, no.
You don't know that? It's not a fish pun. It's not a fish pun. There's something like a noggin fish that's got a big skull or anything like that. Do fish have skulls?
Yeah, we must do, yeah.
You're not answering right. You don't know. Legitimately don't know if fish have skulls. I don't know why.
Police on Sunday afternoon responded to the Sebastian... Ah, sorry, I read that as the name. That's Sebastian. See if you can see what Sebastian looks like in Florida. This is the home of Gregory Carney. That's who you can see. And Larry Timmerman, after receiving a report of disturbance. And then the where the New York Post have got their story from is a place called The Smoking Gun.
Ooh.
Yeah, what a newspaper Serious. Report that is. The two men were squabbling all day, and with squabberfish. No, I don't know. And Carney decided to aggravate his boyfriend by playing with the big mouth Billy Bass fish, which belts out tunes such as "Don't Worry, Be Happy,"
"Take Me to the River,"
"And I Will Survive." And also, they haven't named that one, but that is definitely one of the ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was watching the "Don't Worry, Be Happy" video like during the week.
Oh, really?
Like Robin Williams and it's amazing. Bobby McFerrin and
the other
guy. He's like there's the other guy in the video. He's like a magician comedian, but he's all rubber limbed. And I've only ever seen him on the Cosby Show in the 80s. But I don't know his name. And it's like the other guy with the Buzz and Neil when the
rocket
going to the moon. It's like the third guy.
Gary Coleman?
Emperor Palpatine.
Anyway, here we go. So he's trying to wind him up with this fish. And then the report goes, he took the bait, hook, line, and sinker.
Weak.
Got fed up and tossed the bass in the trash. According to the report, Carney fished out the bass, threw it at Timmerman, and struck him in the head. Carney told police that he didn't intend to hit Timmerman, his domestic partner for 17 years. Timmerman declined medical attention at the scene, and Carney was arrested on charge of battery. And I thought, is battery because you put batteries inside?
No, fish batter, like you're getting fish and chips.
Of course, yeah. I thought it was because of the batteries. Right, okay. He was released on $500 bond. And according to this, when the date is, it was reported in 2018 in April. This would have been a May court appearance. So I don't know what happened, but it would have already happened. Right, now. No. Last week, if you remember, it was a long story. So I picked a short list. Now, I enjoyed doing the short list quite a lot. I think it's a nice full stop. But that's a short story. That's all my story is. But I thought I'm going to give you something to guess at this week. So
I like games.
Yeah, I'm going to choose, because Billy Bass was a novelty toy, right? I'm going to start at 1990, and I want you to tell me what were the most popular toys of between 1990 and 2000. Right?
Do you have a country? Is this US or UK?
This is in dollars, so I'm guessing it's the US dollar, right?
Australia.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So in 90...
Can we cue the music?
Yes.
Music cued.
Right. So in 1990, what was... Do you want me to give you clues or do you want to...
I think a clue is probably... Because it could be one of many things. Like, there could be boys' toys, girls' toys. Yeah, clues are good.
You're right. This is an action figure based on a cartoon series. 1990.
Action figure based on a...
Oh, action figures. There are figures from this. Yeah.
Okay. Transformers.
No, that would have been a long, long time before this, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say that's mid-80s. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Correct.
Yes!
That on guess two, that's brilliant. 1991, I thought this was much earlier, but it's not. 1991. It's a, and here's the clue, it is a piece of electronic gadgetry.
See, in 1991, I was just kind of stopped playing with toys. I was of that age when I was just kind of out of toys.
What would you have been playing with, do you think, though?
In 91?
Well, think about it. When you progress from toys to...
Some sort of computery thing. Probably like a Super Nintendo?
It's exactly the Super Nintendo. And the,
yes!
the a pause, because we used to call this the Famicom.
It's a Japanese name for it.
That's right, yeah, yeah. So,
hence the Simpsons Super Nintendo Chalmers line from Ralph Wiggum.
92 was a gadget used in a film. And
in
then
a film?
Yeah, in a film. And then it became a popular gadget because of how it was used in the film.
Was the film like a massive film of the of that?
It would have been a, and I'm going to shorten this. It's a Christmas movie. 92.
Probably something to do with Home Alone.
Keep going.
No.
Keep on
Two,
those.
Lost in New York. Donald Trump action figure.
It's a gadget.
It's his little walkie-talkie thing, isn't it?
It's the talk boy. You're absolutely right. Yeah. Next. Okay, so this, I don't know what...
I'm surprised I'm actually doing so well at this, yeah. Because I was not in Toyland at this
All
point.
My clues are that good, bad.
Your clues are fantastic. I was trying to take the credit. My apologies, yes.
Do you know what?
I would have got nothing. I would have just been guessing Cabbage Patch Dolls the entire time if I had no clues.
This, number 1993, I'm not going to do because it's a weird one. It's actually the Super Soaker. I just don't know. Huh? I thought that Super Soakers would out... Well, the water pistol is nothing new, so it's just a version of that. 94, though, is... it would have retailed at $10. It's another action figure, one of, I think, four main characters. 94.
So it's not going to be the Ninja Turtles again.
No. They have a.
Is it based on a movie or a cartoon?
Cartoon. I want to say this is an illiterate name. You know, so it's a something something.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Pow! Yes, brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, it's your clues.
Now, the number 1995, I don't know how to describe this in a clue, but it was Beanie Babies, apparently. Number 96. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a character from a kind of learning style show.
Barney?
No, you're on a good line of thought here, but it was this particular character wasn't just a bear, wasn't just a plush. There was a thing that it did, and it was known for that thing.
Oh, is it the Tickle Me Elmo?
Oh my God, that was really good. I don't think I'd have got that. Yes, that was brilliant. Yeah. Number 1997, it's like a key ring. So that's not what the thing is, but it was. There's something about this key ring that was the toy.
Oh, those Tamagotchi things?
Oh my God, I think it is my clues. Right, the next thing was, it is a bear type thing. No, this is 1998. The 1998... how could you have made a bear in 1998 kid wantable? No.
That's a great kid. Hang on. Kid wantable. It's got to talk.
It's
got to talk.
In a way, yeah.
Or it's got to take a big dump for comedy effect.
I'm going to read you the first line from how it's described. Like some adorable descendant of Gizmo from the Gremlins movie.
Oh, Furbies.
Correct. Number 99... is now we mentioned this last week. We mentioned this actual thing, so that's all you're getting. Seems we mentioned this last week.
Gary Coleman.
No,
what was last week? Last week we had the doctor guy.
Who did we were talking about playing with this thing? I think it was in your.
It was a week
stuff.
Ago. I can remember stuff now from 30 years ago that were in the headlines. I can't remember a week ago what we were talking about.
Okay, it's a toy based on a cartoon series. Well, it's not a toy, it's a game.
I've gone blank.
I'm going to give you this. I'm going to tell you it then. It's Pokemon trading cards.
Ah,
and the thing was, I just dropped my pretend cigar on the floor. So I'm just going to pick it up before it burns. Pretend burns.
Do you have a fire extinguisher?
Right, okay. 2000 then, here we go, the last one. And in a sort of like weird twist of kind of evolutionary game fate, we've not mentioned the company or the product before, but it is sort of like where you would say, yeah, toys have now changed. But we have, the reason I'm talking about evolution is because we have mentioned a predecessor to, or in this list already. A something that would have spurred on this design, maybe.
Like a And you've got with evolution and design and old. I'm just thinking like I don't know. Okay. I'm thinking like old classic toys like boomerangs and stuff like that.
It's but not no. that. This is the so this is the PlayStation 2. So this is where 8-bit graphics went to 32 or 64 or something like that. I can't remember. Yep. Anyway,
more bits.
So
I like that.
This is a nice list because actually you can. I'll just do one more. I won't do any clue. But if you want to know the year you were born, were you a 76, 77, or 78?
It was a 76er.
76, right? Okay. So the top popular toy in America from your year of birth was Stretch Armstrong.
Oh yeah.
And
did they have those over here?
I don't recall them. They might have done.
It's like an Action Man.
I see.
Imagine like an Action Man sized guy. Yeah, yeah. It's like a rubber dude. He's got like powder, and so he's like full of cocaine, basically, yes. Literally full of cocaine. And you stretch him out, and then eventually it rips, and all the powder goes everywhere.
It's like a rubber dude. I've seen them being used, but and then
like Mr. Invincible. What's the Invincible guy's wife called?
Mrs. Invincible. And then Incredible.
Incredible. That's it.
You know the year mine was 77.
Your 77er?
Yeah, was the Atari with the the joystick that looked a bit like a sausage on a plate.
Yeah, like my Stretch Armstrong, like a sausage, just like a sausage.
On her arms. There we go.
That's fascinating, enlightening, funny, a little emotional.
Yes.
And
nostalgic.
Nostalgic and linked to your story, yes, which is the main thing. So you got to keep your job for one more week.
Right, I've got to go and clean my car out so that I can put passengers into it.
Thank you for putting up with us, everybody.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
If you really, really are desperate, just come back next week. Otherwise, we forgive you if you don't ever tune in again. Bye for now.
Bye for now. Ta-ra.